Five on Finiston Farm by Enid Blyton, read by Sarah Green.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter 1. The Five Are All Together Again. Phew, said Julian, mopping his wet forehead. What a day! Let's go and live at the equator. It would be cool compared to this. He stood leaning on his bicycle, out of breath with a long, steep ride up a hill. Dick grinned at him. You're out of training, Jew, he said. Let's sit down for a bit and look at the view. We're pretty high up. They leaned their bicycles against a nearby gate and sat down, their backs against the lower bars. Below them spread the Dorset countryside, shimmering in the heat of the day, the distance almost lost in a blue haze. A small breeze came wandering round, and Julian sighed in relief. I'd never have come on this biking trip if I'd guessed it was going to be as hot as this, he said. Good thing Anne didn't come. She'd have given up the first day. George wouldn't have minded, said Dick. She's game enough for anything. Good old Georgina, said Julian, shutting his eyes. I'll be glad to see the girls again. Fun to be on our own, of course, but things always seem to happen when the four of us are together. Five, you mean, said Dick, tipping his cap over his eyes. Don't forget old Timmy. What a dog! Never knew one that had such a wet lick as Tim. I say, won't it be fun to meet them all? Don't let's forget the time, Julian. Hey, wake up, stupid! If we go to sleep now, we won't be in time to meet the girls' bus. Julian was almost asleep. Dick looked.